Okay, so why are we dressed in Starfleet attire? Well, plain and simple, we've got a special device from ThinkGeek tonight. And hey, head on over to cat5.tv/ThinkGeek. Or if you want to check this out on our store, you can actually go to shop.category5.tv, and we have it there. This is the future cool. Is finally here.
So super cool.
So super cool. That's what Commander Dermatus says about this.
I would like to be walking in the grocery store and just see somebody like, which yogurt
for
do you
real
want?
Using it now. Yeah, and there's this whole like, would you use this in public?
Yeah.
What do you think? Would you? Yeah, probably. Would you dress like this? Dave's nodding his head. Yeah, I definitely would. So this is legitimately a Star Trek The Next Generation Bluetooth communicator badge. We wanted it to happen. So this is something that we've all been dreaming about for a long time. And we've actually got one here tonight to unbox and talk about. So let's get into the box. Let's get a look here. Make some room here. Okay, so there it is. There's the box from ThinkGeek at cat5.tv/ThinkGeek. And what does it say on it? I mean, it is what it is. It's a Bluetooth-enabled basically a headset in the shape and form factor of a next-generation communicator pin. So let's get into it.
Oh, Agamotto said that he'd love to use it at work for the work mobile to keep hands free. That makes sense. That'd be hilarious at work. I think it
would be amazing. Okay, well, there it is. Agamotto, you do that and send us pictures, please, and thank you. All right.
It is cool.
Look at that. Now, the comm badge that I'm wearing tonight is this very shiny, like Paramount comm badge. You can see that it's metallic. Yours is matte.
Yeah, matte.
And that's more accurate to the show than this is.
That makes sense.
But we're kind of used to this. We're used to most of the apparel, you know, costume and cosplay. These are the good badges because this is all that this was the good one that you could get, and it is shiny as metal, and it kind of looks and feels like what you would expect it to look and feel like. But in reality, on the Next Generation, it looked more like this, more like what Sasha's wearing. It's a bit more matte. It's not metallic, and that's what it looks like as far as their take on this communicator badge. So it's magnetic. We don't have to pierce our shirt. We can see here. There's a speaker there, and I guess that seemingly either doubles as the microphone. It looks like this is a microphone/speaker type device. We've got the USB charge port on the bottom, and that would be the Bluetooth indicator light. So if I hold this in, and it is... Oh, did you hear that?
Oh, it's fun.
Nice. So it lit up. Yeah, did you hear that?
That is cool.
Genuine article right there. Okay, so let's connect this to my phone and just see what's actually involved in getting this thing connected. Just going to bring up my LG G3 here. We're going to go back into my Bluetooth settings. And let's see what we need to do. It's detected available devices, FT pin at the bottom here. So let's go there. Pair it. There it goes. Okay, so what can we do with this? Obviously, we can make and take calls. Mm-hmm. We can use Skype. We can use it for Skype calls.
Nice.
Of course, if you've got a Bluetooth-enabled computer, you can use that for making Skype calls and things like that. Use this as a microphone.
That's smart.
So if you're thinking, you know, is there really a practical use for this? Well, if you don't want to use it with your phone, you can use it with your computer. So whatever you pair it to, if it's Bluetooth, you're going to be able to use it as a microphone and speaker, or just one or the other. So we can play music through it. I'm not sure really how the quality would be.
So if you were playing video games, could you like put that on your shirt?
And use that as your microphone?
And use that as your microphone.
You sure could.
Like
as long as you've got
online with other people.
The capability to have a Bluetooth microphone, because that's essentially what it is.
Cool.
So let's kind of look at some of the things. If you read reviews, you're going to see some things that people love about it, some things that people hate about it. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what we want to look at tonight. Now, in 2 weeks' time, we're going to do a full demonstration of call quality. We're going to actually make a call with our friend Nelson Hudis, who, in fact, is one of the early adopters of the TNG Bluetooth communicator, and we're going to make a two-way call. So it's going to be
communicator to communicator.
Okay. And that's happening in 2 weeks' time. So let's take a quick look. So first of all, one of the things that people are talking about is the fact that it is not, you know, like one of those touch lamps that you just touch it and it clicks or activates, right? It's a little bit of a touch. Oh, I double-clicked and now it's playing my music. Oh. So we obviously, you know, you got to learn the controls here. What's the weather like, Jim?
No way.
Snow. thanks a lot. Okay, so there you have it. So it is a little bit of a push button. It's been compared to like an old 1980s mouse where it actually clicks. And you can feel that.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
a click, right?
People don't like that?
Some people have complained about that.
Really?
For what it is?
No.
I don't think I care.
Stop your whining.
And it seems like good quality.
Like
it seems like it's a good build. It's good quality.
Well, truth be told, you want to click it because really, if it's on your shirt and you put your jacket on, you don't want the jacket to turn it on. You're all of a sudden like on a phone call that you didn't expect, like pocket dialing.
Yeah, I guess so.
You want to have the extra.
You've got to actually push it.
Yeah.
Push it. How did I get on that? Okay. The next thing that people are complaining about with this particular communicator pin, and I think this is ridiculous.
What is it?
It's a magnetic back.
Yes.
And maybe tonight we're going to help you out, okay? Because I know there are some of you who have read the reviews and are saying, oh, maybe we'll wait until the second generation of the next generation pin.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the back is magnetic.
Right.
It's a neodymium magnet, and it's not overly strong.
Okay.
Okay. So if I were to put this on my shirt, so this is going to go on the underside of my shirt. There we go. I'm not going to put it anywhere, you know, that's obviously I've got a communicator pin there already. So there it is. Okay.
Right. So it's
now,
working and holding okay?
It's a little bit. This is official Starfleet uniform.
Right.
And it feels, you know, that it's not very strong. And that's the complaint.
Only for you.
That's what people are complaining about. That's
right.
The biggest complaint, I think, is the magnet.
Right. If the magnet was stronger, would it upset maybe the whole device, though?
Well, I wondered that. You can't win. I mean, people get this pin and they complain, oh, it pierces my uniform.
Right.
You get this pin and, oh, the magnet's not strong enough. This is a magnet. What can you do with a magnet?
You can make it stronger.
You can make it stronger.
I know that.
Hello. Come on, folks.
Make it stronger yourself.
Oh. Nice. Okay, so what I have is a very, very tiny neodymium magnet. Just like that. Okay? So this is not very strong by itself. It does not feel like it's going to hold to anything that's very thick. What we can do is just take this magnet here, which is super, super strong. These things are unbelievable. And just let it suck itself on there. Now, what I've done is I've enhanced this magnetic clip without changing the form factor, without doing anything to it to modify it. And I've added the magnetism almost, you know, not all of it, but a lot of the magnetism from this little tiny magnet. Or you can put a bigger one if you're really, you know, keen on it. And I've made it so that now... You hear?
Oh, yeah, you can,
can you
get it off, though.
No. There we go. Look at the difference. Very, very strong. Okay.
So that was the number one complaint?
The number one complaint, and I just solved it with a little magnet. You can buy 100 of them for a dollar at the dollar store. So there's your biggest complaint.
I feel like that's
debunked.
A choking hazard.
It is a, oh.
Like 100 of them
yeah,
at
no,
the dollar
keep these
store.
Away from kids, folks.
Wow.
No, that's
like,
that's
I feel
very
like
dangerous.
The child that I was, I would have been like, how many of these can I eat before my
I can already
notice?
Feel... Now, I'm pulling pretty hard here, so I dropped it, but I can feel a big, big difference there, and you could probably mm-hmm. see just with the just with pulling there, that it's much, much, much stronger. It is. If I can get it in the right spot.
But it'll work.
It's stuck to my belt. Yeah, and it's really, really strong when you do that. So, hey, that's going to make a difference, and I know people are... Prove it. I can't... It's hard to peel it off. Big, big difference. I'm going to get Sasha to show us.
I wonder if they could... I'm wearing a onesie. What can I do?
No, you can just... There, okay? It ain't coming off. Not at all. Take it to the dance club. Now you got to adjust it. That's fine.
Okay, maybe don't take that to the dance. Depends on which dance club you're going
Don't
to.
Dance like that. That's the key thing. Okay. Oh, I think I turned it off. No, I didn't. I turned on music. So the next thing is that people, you know, are like, well, how? Maybe this particular Bluetooth device, you do need to read the manual. Because I don't know what controls what and how. Okay, so turn on music. Turn
can
on Google
like,
now.
Hit it and say, like, call, da-da-da.
You can, then, yeah.
Yeah, so don't do that.
But I don't know how. Yeah. And I don't even know if, you know, you can set up your phone. Because it's a Bluetooth headset.
Right.
So what you can do with any Bluetooth headset, mm-hmm. you can do with this. But by touching it like that. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to... So a single tap seems to be turn on music. Let's try a double tap. Oh.
It's doing something different.
It is.
What is it doing?
What's the weather?
Weather for on Wednesday. Your current location is snow.
It's snow. Okay. So what can I ask it? Oh, I need to do a double tap. See, we learned that already. It doesn't take long. That closed the app. That brought it up. What time is it?
It's 7:40 p.m., January 25th.
You guys can hear that?
Yes. Huh. That means it's almost time for the news.
So we can find our way around... I think I just turned on music again.
Okay, so sometimes, like, I'm on my phone at night, and, like, Dave is already sleeping, and I'm trying not to wake him up.
Yeah.
And I do this with my very own phone.
Like, you're pushing buttons?
You're quietly scrolling through Facebook newsfeed, and all of a sudden you, like, hit a video, and it blares it really loud. That's what would happen to me with this.
That's what... I think it's awesome. Okay, so we can supplement the magnetism, enhance it by just putting another magnet on the back of it.
Mm-hmm.
Easy peasy. It does not change the comfort level of it, and it's much, much, much stronger.
It's a rockin' piece.
Okay, so I said I would let Sasha see this. Just because I want you to actually get a second opinion, because I'm not faking it. Okay.
Okay. He paid me.
Here you go. Okay, so pull the back off of that.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Now take this itty-bitty magnet.
Okay.
I can just stick that on there. Now try.
Oh, yeah, it's different.
Mm.
Oh, it actually really is different.
Yeah. And it didn't affect performance. It didn't affect...
No.
I don't know if adding a super strong magnet may cause
some issues,
but it's
or
not
like the other 99 magnets that this dollar bought you.
Just stick them all around the back of it. There
that
you go.
Is super cool.
Makes a difference,
okay.
Eh?
Way to go.
So there you have it. You can get them at cat5.tv/thinkgeek or directly in our store, shop.category5.tv. It's one of those things where we've got to look at it. Here's the other thing. Like, people say, is it worth the money? This is...
It's a piece
depends
that
on what you're buying.
Right.
Am I... Is a shirt worth, or a onesie worth the cost of a Starfleet uniform?
Yes. It depends on the emotion behind it. You really don't, do you need that? No, you want it. And you.
I feel like we're implanting subliminal messages here.
You want
Alexa, buy this.
Yes.
Yes. Fantastic. I like how stories run together. It's true. You don't need it. It's not something that you are... It's not practical whatsoever. It's a collector's piece.
At a party, you will meet people. Like, if you're looking to meet people, buy it. Go to a party.
It's a yeah, because you're going to meet people by wearing this...
You will.
...in public. Sasha, come on now.
You will. You'll meet very like-minded people.
Oh, boy. It is, though, it is, you know, keep in mind, this is a collector's piece. It's something that we would add to our collection, just like this jersey sits in my closet most of the time. I don't wear it to work, but when I don't, but when I want to pull it out, it's so wonderful and it's so geeky, and I love that. This is the next evolution of that, and it is a functional Bluetooth headset or speakerphone.
Right.
So, and it gives you all those extra features.
So you're going to put that on and run upstairs and be like, Becca, just call me. Call me just for fun. Just so you
sure. Yeah. Facebook, the app, now has calling as well. So mm-hmm. you can call people for free using this via Facebook because it's a Bluetooth headset. So
it's screaming. Like that? That's awesome.
Kind of fun.
Yeah.